Philip Semple, Pierre, could you join me here today's date is 10-10-2022. Dictation is for Michael Kays. K spells K-A-Y-S. Michael spells M-I-C-H-A-E-L. Date of birth is 04-03-1978. This is a 44-year-old gentleman here with pain in his groin, period. Next paragraph. Patient said he was recently seen here and diagnosed with folliculitis, which he said he occurred as a result of shaving with dirty razors. Said he was given doxycycline, which he's taken, but came in because he now noticed a painful lump away further up, proximal to the lesions in his groin region, period. He said it came because these lumps are painful. Period. Next paragraph. Past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history, medication, allergies were reviewed compared to last visit. No changes. Period. Next paragraph. Review of systems. All systems were reviewed and were negative. Period. Next paragraph. Physical exam is alert oriented. No acute distress. Vital signs are as follows. O2 sat is 97% at room air. Blood pressure is 131 over 84. Pulse 75. Respiration 18. Temperature 98.0. Period. Next paragraph. Groin. He has multiple scab papules discreetly distributed in the pubic area. These lesions are confined to the base of his hair follicles. There's a large, approximately 1.4 centimeter tender lymph node in bilateral inguinal region. No boo-boos, no bleeding or discharge, no erythema. The site is not hot to touch, period. Next paragraph. Assessment and plan, inguinal lymphadenopathy. Number two, groin pain. Number three, folliculitis. Open parentheses, improving. Close parentheses. Patient was advised to continue doxycycline and to do warm compress in the general areas, especially the area of swollen lymph nodes. An ultrasound was done of the mass, an ultrasound confirmed inflamed lymph nodes, period. Patient was educated about his condition and the reason why the lymph nodes are swollen. Says he understands and is comfortable with my discharge plans. Given the opportunity to ask questions, he said he has none. End of dictation.